Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and as always, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, your television host as well as media personality. This was a show that was supposed to happen a couple of days ago, but guys, something got screwed up, and I was trying to send out emails to everyone to let you know it was going to happen today. And we are talking about fashion, but more importantly, we're talking about this really cool boutique that's going to be opening up in D.C., in fact, tomorrow. And the owner is going to be here to talk with us about it, her thoughts about fashion, you know, why she decided to open up the boutique. And I think that she's there on the line. Lakeisha Mars is her name. I hope I am pronouncing it right, but she'll let us know when we get her on the line. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you today?
I am very good. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here on your Friday night, the eve before your big grand opening.
Well, thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Did I get your name right? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, Lakeisha Mars.
Thank you. So, Lakeisha, I found out about you on Facebook through a mutual friend, Daryl, who is a photographer, because I was kind of browsing through his pictures on Facebook, and I saw some of his work, and I saw these clothes, and I thought, my goodness, these are, like, really cool. I wonder who this is. So needless to say, he kind of started giving me some information. Then I started to do a little bit of a research on you, but at the same time, I started to see on Facebook the invitation for your event that you have coming up tomorrow, and that being the grand opening. So, of course, you know, I'm in the news television business, and I'm nosy, so that meant I wanted to know more about it. But more importantly, just to introduce you to my listeners and my fans who follow me, because there are a lot of them in the D.C. area, and I just think it's important that they know who you are. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then if you would tell us, you know, when you decided to open up the boutique.
Okay, well, actually, I've always had a passion for fashion, not to sound corny, but I've always been into, you know, different styles of clothing and what's in, what's not, developing my own trends. So actually friends, you know, they started asking me, oh, can you dress me for this event? Can you do this for me? Come shopping with me. I love your taste. And, you know, they started saying, you should open a store. I'm sure your store would do great because you have such great taste. So I actually decided to open up a store. I started on the web, and then we started traveling, doing events in different cities, and we had the opportunity to do a pop-up store in Georgetown. And I'm like, oh, this is a great opportunity, and we did it for the month of December, and it went really well. So we kind of negotiated so that we could stay longer, and now we're having our grand opening tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Well, I think that is absolutely absolutely wonderful. And getting back to it, when you said that you've always had a passion for fashion, was that as far back that you can remember when you were a little girl, you always liked to do the dress-up thing, you've just always liked clothes and was always good at image in terms of sort of dressing other people?
Yes, like actually when I was younger, I loved to shop, so I was always shopping, looking through magazines, fashion magazines. Also, I had little Barbie dolls because I loved that as well, and I would make the Barbie dolls clothing all the time, and then I graduated to making, you know, some of the dolls' clothing. But then I started focusing on school, so I really didn't, you know, develop that talent of actually designing clothing, which I hope to get back to pretty soon. So, you know, it kind of developed into picking things out in the store, the right things, and putting them together in a way that was appealing. And then friends, they just started telling me. You know, sometimes I would think it was kind of outlandish, but I liked it. It was an expression of me. And people, you know, in turn, they liked it as well, you know, so.
Right. I sound, just for those of you that are listening, Lakeisha's been nice enough to join us this evening. She's got the kids there in the background. That's what you're hearing, because she's got the big grand opening tomorrow. So, again, I just want to thank you because I know you're busy, so I just want to let everybody know what that is going on back there. Also,
I have a three-year-old.
Well, no, trust me. I'm sure all of my fans and myself understand, so we get that. Again, I'm just so happy that you're here because I know you've got a lot of stuff going on. But also, I wanted to talk a little bit about fashion because, you know, you and I both know, and I read a lot of the magazines, but you obviously know – a lot more about this than I do, because this is pretty much your business. You know, fashion means so many different things to so many people. You know, when Sex and the City came out, there were, you know, different trends of clothing that we saw or we see in stores today as a result of that. Now, what's your advice to, you know, just sort of your average woman out there who's in the stores and in the malls looking for clothes? I mean, should we go about it in terms of just trying to do our own thing and wear something that's comfortable to us? Or, you know, should we really try to incorporate all these trends and stuff that we see out there? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I definitely think it's an individual choice. It's about how you feel on the inside and how you choose to put your clothing together to express that. You don't want to wear something that's not you. For instance, you know, the puffy sleeves are out, but if that's not your feel or your attitude, you don't want to go ahead and wear that just because it's in fashion. So it's nice to know what's in fashion, but you want to incorporate that with your personality. So, you know, some people, like, mini dresses are in. Everybody can't wear mini dresses, but there's the combo dresses that are in, and they make them in a little longer length. So if you don't feel comfortable in a mini dress, then you can still be in with the combo dress. And that's one of those dresses that kind of look like you're wearing a shirt and a skirt together, but it's one dress. And
yeah,
so, you know,
I like those combo dresses I actually do like a lot. And getting back to your point where you talked about the mini skirts being in, what I actually like about those combo dresses, because my legs are very, very long, and looking at them on the rack, I thought, man, there's no way. Those are going to be too short for me. I can't, you know, that's not me. And then I decided just to try a few of them on, and I was amazed, Lakeisha. I actually look really nice in them, because I really thought that they were more for kind of like teenagers and younger girls that were sort of, you know, out there hanging out on the weekends or in the club.
Yes.
But I was pleasantly surprised that wasn't the case, that I look nice in them as well.
And that's great advice right there, because you always have to try things on. You never know what it will look like until you try it on. And don't be afraid to go up a size or two, and never be afraid to go to the tailor, because nothing is just going to fit you perfect off the rack. You just really need to be open-minded that some things you will have to do a little, you know, tweaking. You decide whether it's worth it or not. If you feel like it's a fad and it'll be out, you know, and you wouldn't wear it as much and you don't feel like investing that money, but definitely be open, and you want to go in and try things on. Nobody's there but you in the fitting room, so you take a look at it, whether you like it, you know, whether it's for you, you decide that. But at least you, you know, give it a chance, because those combo dresses are great, and they make them in so many different styles. So some of them, the shorter ones, may look a little younger, but they're really, like, kind of sophisticating them, making them a little dressier so that, you know, people of all walks can wear them.
Yeah, so that older women and more mature women can wear them. Because I'm telling you, now I started just seeing them in regular stores, and I thought, there's no way. I'm like, my butt's not getting into that thing. Then I was like, oh, well, whatever. And actually, it was a special event that I had, and I wanted to look kind of trendy, and I wanted to look cute, and that just basically, you know, fit the bill for what I wanted. And I was so, oh, my goodness, I was so happy when I tried that on. I could not stop looking at myself in the mirror. And one thing I liked about it, too, was that it was exactly what you described. The top of it was very much like a nice T-shirt, and then the bottom was a sort of a knit dress skirt that was attached to it with one of those huge bands around the middle. But I liked that was something that you could dress it up or you could dress it down. I just happened to throw a nice jacket over it with, you know, one of those long, chunky necklaces, and it really worked out well for me. But I noticed, too, a lot with clothes, that most of the clothes that are out there, at least in my opinion in the last couple of years, they're very good at that you can dress them up or down these days. You can go either way.
And that's definitely one of the things that we look at when we're buying for the store, are things that are versatile. You can dress it up with a cardigan, or, you know, you wear it with a cardigan to work, take it off, you go straight to the, you know, happy hour or, you know, a social event, and you still look nice, but you are appropriate for work at the same time. So we kind of make sure we have a mix of, you know, hemlines. You know, we have the maxi dresses, we have dresses that come to the knee, and then we have the mini dresses. So, you know, everyone can take their pick, and we also take into consideration that you may, you know, not have time after work to go home and change. So we have dresses that look good for work, and then you still look nice, you know, for the evening with the simple change of.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, talk a little bit real quick about the the maxi dress, because the maxi dress, it seems like a couple of summers ago you were kind of walking the stores and you would see the maxi dresses, and I didn't think that they were going to go anywhere, but they seem to be really popular now.
Yes, they are. They're, you know, I don't want people to get mad at me. They are, you know, kind of popular, but they've become like a staple, so they're not as trendy, because it's basically you can throw one on, you know, and you go shopping and things of that nature. But, like,
yeah,
what's really, like, the up-and-coming trend or what's really hot are the mini dresses and the combo dresses. The maxi dresses are still there, but they're not as hot because, you know, back last summer, they were really, really, you know, celebrities,
wow,
everyone you saw were wearing those maxi dresses. They're still good.
Well, I think you're right. They certainly are still good. Lakeisha, I also invited a young lady who is going to be with you the day of the grand opening, Kate. And I think this is Kate that's on the line. I asked her to come on because she's a fashion expert. She's very popular in D.C., and I just wanted her to talk a little bit about some of the fashion advice that that she's going to be talking about. So, Lakeisha, you stay there. Don't go anywhere. I just want to see if this is Kate that's on the line, and she can join in on the conversation. Hi, Kate. Are you there?
Hi, it sure is, Kate. I'm very excited to be on with you all.
Thank you so much for being here.
Well, you know, she was being modest about the maxi dresses and the store. I was in the store the other day trying on everything that I want to try on whenever we're doing this grand opening on Saturday. And I just, you know, there were so many things in the store that I wanted to try on. I think I'm going to be playing dress up all day.
So tell me, so are you also going to be there, Kate, on that day giving out the fashion advice to folks that are going to be coming in and out?
I sure will. I will be there all day long. I want to see what people are choosing, what's trendy, what's exciting, and I will be there, like I said, playing dress up all day, putting on all of the dresses that I like and kind of showing off all the great things that you can find at Marvy Boutique.
Well, and again, I am just very, very excited about it. Now, either one of you can speak to this. I know when I saw the invitation on Facebook, it had talked a little bit about chill champagne, and any function that has champagne, that always is a thumbs up for me. That makes me a very happy woman that will be there.
Lots yes, there'll
champagne.
Be champagnes, and there'll be champagne, and we'll also have cupcakes in different flavors, so that's also a nice treat. I know people want to watch their figures, so we have boxes if you want to take it home and, you know, eat it over a course of a couple of days, maybe cut it in half or cut it in four.
I like the idea of cutting it in fourth. And speaking of cupcakes, I don't know if you guys know, but the cupcake store in Georgetown Cupcakes, they have a new show that is coming up on TLC. I think it starts in July, and the one of the executive producers is actually going to be on my show next week to talk about that, and he's also an executive producer for the Dr. Phil show. So because you mentioned cupcake, I just wanted to throw that in there. So I'm looking forward to talking to him about the launching of that show. Now, Kate, tell all of my listeners a little bit about you, because I know a lot about you just through social networking. Kate is very, very big in the Washington, D.C. area, very popular. So tell my fans and listeners a little bit about you and how they can find you, Kate.
Oh, well, Victoria, I really appreciate you saying that. I started an online lifestyle magazine 4 years ago. I like to think that I was a leader in the space of going online, but at that time it was a little bit of a gamble. So we started online 4 years ago, and we have since added an online video talk show. And we also do a number of other things around the city, including hosting fabulous events such as the boutique opening on Saturday. I believe that D.C. is a strong and sophisticated and sexy city, and I've been trying to show that to people for the last, four or more years. And I think that events such as this and the events that we cover on K Street Kate and the District Dish are only showing that even more. One of the great things about the boutique that I'm not sure was mentioned, I did join you a little bit late, I want her to talk a little bit about the places that she finds these dresses and where she goes to bring the inventory together in one place, because like I said, when I was there, Everything is so unique. I go shopping a lot. I was Miss DC in 2006. I go to 3 events a night. I wear cocktail dresses, and I'm dressed up constantly. But this place has things that I've never seen before, and every girl in Washington should really feel like she doesn't look like anyone else. That's what we should strive for. No more conservative fashion in Washington. We need to step it up. We need to look special, sophisticated, sexy, and I'm really excited about this place giving us, you know, an opportunity to find some threads that can give us that look.
I like that, Kate. I love that. No more conservative stuff. Dress it, step it up, folks. So, Lakeisha, talk about what Kate said that she wants you to elaborate a little bit more in terms of where you're finding the clothing.
Well, actually, we work with small designers, new designers, independent designers. We go all over. We look at their lines and see if it's something that we want to carry in our store. We carry small quantities, and even the designers that we work with, they make their items in small quantities. So the chances of you finding someone wearing your same, you know, dress or outfit is very slim. So that's the great thing about it because, you know, we have affordable prices, and not only is it affordable, you're not going to find everyone in your dress or your outfit. People will be asking you, where did you get that? I've never seen anything like that. It's unique. So we have designers from everywhere. They're all small and independent. So these are not lines and items that you'll find everywhere.
That's great. Kate, I want to get back to a point that you talked about when you were focusing on D.C. and saying that, you know, Washington is a great city. I've been a television news anchor for 15 years, so I'm just kind of moving back into the area. And it was last week I was down there near the Verizon Center to see Step Africa. My brother took me to a show. And Kate and Lakeisha, I'm telling you guys, I literally was walking around there, and all of a sudden I had this sort of romantic feeling that came over me about why I love D.C. so much. And, again, I've been gone for 15 years, but just the idea of, you know, everybody was dressed up. People were walking around. It was nice outside. There were tourists in town. And I literally had, like, this quick moment where I just simply fell in love with D.C. all over again. I was so happy to be there, and I was just so, you know, just happy to be in that space. And everybody that was walking in the street was happy. And, I mean, it was just really, really a great feeling that I had that night.
Well, first of all, shout out to you for going to see Step Africa. Step Africa is amazing. And if any of your listeners haven't gone to see those performances, I would say that's one of D.C.'s best homegrown troupes, and I'll call it a homegrown troupe because I know the founders are from here. D.C. has everything, and a lot of people don't quite know that. They think about it for the politics. They think about it as a federal city. But, you know, if you just look at the number of restaurants that have opened up in the last few years, the number of boutiques, the number of designers that are local. They aren't coming here from foreign places or coming here from New York. They're homegrown, and they make everything here, and that's really what we've been looking for. We've been looking for a resurgence of creativity, of culinary skills, entrepreneurial activity, and it's happening right here in the nation's capital. I like to think about our city as we kind of have two cities. We've got the federal city, and then we have the city where people really do live, work, and play. And I love to show them that this is a city where a lot of life is happening.
I could not agree with you more on that. And like you were saying, it's just an example of Lakeisha's boutique that's opening up. Is certainly just one example, I think, of what you are talking about. And then a couple of weeks ago, my brother is a chef at Food and Friends, and that's a nonprofit in D.C., and they had their big event over at the Hilton Washington, so I got a chance to go and to be a part of that. And there again, you know, you're just in this space where you had all – it was about 60 or 65 different restaurants from the area that were there at the Hilton, and they were, you know, the money goes to charity, to feeding cancer patients, AIDS and HIV, folks with terminal illnesses. And just to be in that space and, you know, like everyone was dressed up and there was music playing, and it was just really, really awesome. And for a couple of seconds, I literally had to think, oh, my goodness, I'm in D.C. So I agree with you on that, Kate. I really do believe D.C. are actually – sort of two in one where you talk about the federal city, and then you've just got this other place where it's just a cool place to live. You've got all
That's
these great
right.
restaurants, the monuments, you know, administrations come and go, and each person has their own flavor. So I really just applaud you ladies and what you're doing, and you open up the boutique, because it really is a happening place to me.
Well, Lakeisha, I can tell you, the next time that you go out and you're going to one of those grand events, we know exactly where you should go to get your dress.
Exactly.
Marcy,
Exactly. No, I will definitely stop by. I was going to try to come by for the grand opening tomorrow, but I'm down here at my beach house, and I have family in town, so I can't get away. I'm in Ocean City, Maryland. But the next time I am in town, I will certainly come by, because I do want to take a look at it. And some of the fashions, ladies, I've already had to take a look at, because I've seen them on Facebook, and there's just one dress that's blue. It looks like a layered tier dress. I absolutely love that dress, and I know I would look nice in that. So I've been checking some of it out already.
And we also have a website, www.marzee.net, so marzee.net, and they can purchase some items on the web, but it's better to come into the store, because we're having new items come in weekly, and so it's just to come into the store. But if you can't make it out to the store, you can always go online and check some things out. And once again, Facebook is a great avenue, because I take pictures every time we get something new, and I upload it to Facebook and Twitter. So, you know, if you want to follow us that way, you can.
Okay. And ladies, just because you guys are new to my show, a lot of times I have folks that are listening in the chat room. 75% of my audience are women. They're mostly half between professional women and also single moms that are out there doing their thing. So I get a lot of email in as I'm doing my show. So I actually have an email specifically for you, Kate, and then I have an email specifically for you, Lakeisha. So the email for you, Kate, this is a young lady who is in Washington, D.C., and she says that she follows you on Facebook. Basically, I guess she's giving you a compliment. She says that she wants you to keep up the great work, and she likes it that when you tell ahead of time when events are going to happen in the city.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'll do some more of that.
Yeah. And then, Lakeisha, this is a question. This is a young lady who listens to me in New York, and she basically says, ha, 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 here I was thinking the whole time that the Big Apple had all the fashion and the cool people. Now it seems to be in D.C. And she says, Victoria, tell Lakeisha that congratulations on her grand opening. And she says that, do you have sizes above the size of 14?
We're actually working on it. We're actually working on finding some designers that have extended sizes. And actually, you know, we're very careful at, you know, choosing designers. So, you know, stay with us and we'll, you know, find some for you soon.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, ladies, thank you so much for taking the time to join me again. I apologize about what happened a couple of days ago. And when the show didn't happen, I had so many people emailing me saying, what happened? When is it going to be on? So there have been a lot of people that have been wanting to hear what both of you have to say. And I also wasn't sure if I mentioned that as soon as the show is over, my show is on iTunes as a free podcast. So if you want to download it or upload it from there, your fans and friends are more than welcome to do that. But both of you are more than welcome to come back on anytime you want to. Kate, if you've got something big going on in the city that you want to talk about or get the word out, just email me and I'll make it happen. And Lakeisha, if you've got anything else going on, like you've got some stuff you want to talk about that's coming up for fall or winter clothing, then you're more than welcome to come back as well.
Okay, great.
So
I will definitely do that.
We look
Ladies,
forward to
thank
seeing
you
everyone
so much.
On Saturday.
All right.
Thank you. And take care.
And thank you so much, Lakeisha. I appreciate it as well. And I want to thank everybody who tuned in today, because, again, we were supposed to do that show a couple of days ago. And all of you started freaking out, emailing me saying, where's Kate and where's Lakeisha? I thought they were supposed to be on. So thank you so much for taking your time on this Friday evening to join me on the show. And, again, I neglected to tell you, for those of you that are listening, I started yapping too much about other stuff. But the grand opening is tomorrow. The stores open from 10 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock in the evening. And the location is 1624 Wisconsin Avenue. That's in Northwest D.C. That information is here on my website, and it will stay there. So if you don't have a pen or something to write it down, then it'll be there tonight, tomorrow, and also for the next couple of weeks, so that you can also go back and take a look at that. But again, The grand opening is tomorrow, 10 o'clock in the morning. Remember, Kate's going to be there pretty much throughout the entire day, and she's going to be trying different clothes on. She's very, very popular popular in D.C., so make sure you say hello to Kate. And she's also going to be giving fashion advice as well. And also, Lakeisha's the owner. You know, she's been working very hard, as she talked about, to bring different types of clothing there, a little variety for everybody. So I hope all of you guys, all of you ladies, get a chance to go out there and make sure that you say hi and you listen to them on the show. And don't forget, it is tomorrow, starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they're done at 7 o'clock in the evening. So say hi to Kate, say hi to Lakeisha. And again, I'm just very proud of Lakeisha because, you know, she's out there working very hard. And I imagine I've spoken to numerous designers in my television career and on the show. You know, it takes it's a lot of work to find different designers and to go after them and to, you know, develop a style and try to figure out what style you think that your clients are going to want. So that's a lot of work. So for her to be able to do that and to bring all of that in one spot and to be able to have this grand opening, certainly I think kudos deserve to go out to her as well. So she's a name that you want to look out for. You can also find her on Facebook as well, Lakeisha Mars, and also you can find Kate Michael on Facebook as well. I can't speak for them, but I'm pretty sure if you tell them that you heard them on the show, then they'll add you on to their Facebook site. And Lakeisha even talked about that that's a great way to continue to follow her as well as what she's got going on at the boutique in terms of any discounts and sales. And Kate also has a fabulous website, K Street Kate, and she basically kind of gives you an idea of really cool things that's going on in the city. So if you ever want to know what's happening in the city, then I would suggest that you follow her because she always has really good information. And that was something that the young lady emailed me who follows Kate, who actually said too. So Kate has a lot of fans out there as well. But in any event, I want to thank all of you so much for taking the time this Friday, because I know there are a lot of things you could have been doing, but you decided to be here with us. I want to thank all of our friends that were visiting us this evening inside the chat room. I will be back on the air next week. There is an author who's going to be on from a Canadian author who is in D.C. She's got this really cool book coming out, and she's going to be in D.C. for a book signing. So she's been very nice while she's here to come on the show and to talk to me a little bit about that. That's actually, excuse me, Tuesday at 2 o'clock when I'll be talking to Julia. I can't think of her book off the top of my head, but make sure you stay tuned for that. And I will give you guys an update also on Lakeisha and how the boutique went. Well, I'll try to give her a call or email her and see how things went. So I'll give you an update on that once again on Tuesday at 1 o'clock when I speak with Julia about her book. But as always, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on At Home with Victoria. I hope all of you have a great weekend. It's pretty crazy hot out there, so stay hydrated and stay cool. And again, thank you so much for joining me. Have a great, great weekend, everyone.